The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rajab being the beginning of the spiritual season in the Islamic calendar, where we see that when it comes to the rituals, ibadat, fasting and dua, they play a very important role as far as the spiritual season is concerned. And I have many times talked about this issue of dua, that there is a difference between namaz and dua. Namaz is wajib. Whether I feel like it in the morning to get up and pray, it is still wajib. If my day was not good, and I blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, still when the time of namaz comes, I have to stand up and do it. Not only that, even if I don't understand Arabic, I've been taught how to do the namaz in Arabic. Universally, all Muslims do that. But even if I don't understand it, it's still okay. At least I would have fulfilled my duty of doing the namaz. But when it comes to dua, dua is not wajib. Namaz is an act of worship where you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua is where you are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either it could be in your own words or preferably as we do it, in the words given to us by the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. And that's where we have to realize it doesn't make sense to do dua without understanding. You're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something that you don't even know. And this is where I always emphasize that when it comes to dua, it is important to read the translation. Yes, if we have a dua ma'thura, the du'as which have come from the ma'sumin alayhim salat, then we have to, you know, use those words because nothing can replace the eloquence and the beauty of addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than the words of the ma'sumin. But it is important to understand the translation. We might not learn Arabic language, but if you look at the translation and again, even if you don't know Arabic, you will still be able to relate. When the words are being uttered, you know what does this mean. And this is where I would like to, you know, take this opportunity to discuss a very important dua which we recite after every namaz in the month of Rajab, and which is a very, very famous dua. I thought I would spend some time tonight to talk about this dua. You can divide the dua of this dua of the month of Rajab into two parts. One part has four nida and one dua. And the second part has three nida and one dua. Now what is nida? Nida basically is this act of calling someone. So after this four nida, then we come to the dua. Where now we say, means after we've acknowledged the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hope that we have in Him, then we say, وَعِتِنِي بِمَسْأَلَتِي إِيَّاكَ جَمِيعَ خَيْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَجَمِيعَ خَيْرِ الْآخِرَةِ. Instead of going to 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, Imam is teaching us, just ask for everything. Oh Allah, give me by this plea that I have with you all the good for this dunya and whatever is good for the akhirah. Not only that, not only the issue of asking what I want, wasrif anni, and deter or keep away, remove from me by this dua that I'm making to you, all the jami' sharr ad-dunya wa sharr al-akhirah, all the evil of this dunya and the evil of the akhirah. People say, you know, in the previous statement it says jami'u khayr ad-dunya wa jami'u khayr al-akhirah, the word jami', all the good of this dunya and all the good of the akhirah. The words jami' has been repeated. In this issue of the evil, we say jami'u sharr ad-dunya, the evil, all the evil of this dunya, and akhirah we just say sharr al-akhirah. Because what is sharr al-akhirah? It's Jahannam. It's just one single, you know, entity. And so there's no need to say there jami'a sharr al-akhirah. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do I ask this? فَإِنَّهُ غَيْرَ مِنْ قُوسٍ مَا عَتَيْتِ. Because whatever you give from your treasure, it never goes down. It doesn't decrease. وَزِدْنِ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ يَا كَرِيمُ. And Allah ask, give me even more from your grace, O the one who is kind and generous. I hope you appreciate this dua now. We just done first part of it. Second part basically has three nida and again one dua. And this is where he now says, Ya Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. Ya, this is the first nida. Ya Dhul Na'ma'i wal Jood, the second nida. Ya Dhul Manni wal Tawl, the third nida. When you look at these words, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, the master of majesty and beneficence, Zan Na'ma'i wal Jood, the master of the blessings and generosity, Dhal Manni wal Tawl, Man Minnat, the one who actually, you know, does the favors on his servants. Wat Tawl means when he gives something, you know, it doesn't have a limit. It is extended. After this three nida, where actually we are using these names, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are known as Asma'i Jalal and Asma'i Jamal, the majestic and beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we ask for only one thing. Just as in the previous section, we ask for one thing only. To get the khair of this dunya and the akhirah, and to avert from Jahannam. And here also one thing, حَرِّمْ شَيْبَتِي عَلَى النَّارِ. Wallah, you know, make my shayba haram on the fire of Jahannam. What does shaybati mean? Literally the word shayba refers to the beard, or the gray hair actually. That would be more appropriate translation of it. Why is the Imam using that term? Because then we have also the question, you know, we have young children who do this dua, they don't have shayba. The women have, the old ones would have shayba in their head, but nothing on the chin. Well, this is where you have to realize that don't take that in a literal sense. Shayba has a symbolic meaning. Even in Farsi and Urdu, probably even in Gujarati, you know, the beard is considered to be a symbol of the honor and dignity of a person. Ihtiram of somebody who is senior. This is where you have to realize the word shayba has a symbolic meaning there. You know, the beard basically is considered to be a symbol of the honor or dignity of a person. So it doesn't mean that, oh Allah, you know, only keep my beard away from the fire of Jahannam. Oh my, the gray hair of my, head. No, this is, you're talking about your own entire entity, personality. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, He says, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهُ. Everything will perish at the end. إِلَّا وَجْهُ, except His wajh. Wajh means His face. Doesn't mean, what does it mean? other parts of his limb will also perish? No, Allah doesn't have any body. The word wajh there is being used in a symbolic sense. The face is a representation of the person's identity, personality. And so when Allah says, kullu shayna halikun illa wajhu, what he means, everything will be destroyed, everything will perish except me. I am everlasting. I've been there from beginning, I'll be there till the end. There's no beginning and end for me. So the way the word wajh has been used in that ayat of Quran in a symbolic sense, here shaybati also is to be taken in that sense. That Allah, you know, keep me. Don't dishonor me by putting me in the fire of Jahannam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.